A dumb fuck knows better but acts as those they don't give a flying fuck. Of concern. I call this, pound fucked up human geyser ASSHOLS http://www.colorado.edu/journal/standards/v5n1/. Marlin intro.html introduction to standards, v5n1 by Marlin Riggs excerpt to be expected. Much of the current debate is simply a rehash of old opinion in an attempt to forcefully rebut and undercut the decentering politics of radical multiculturalism, that is, the kind of multiculturalism where difference actually makes a difference. Bring back the melting pot. Restore traditional values. Reinstitute prayer in schools. Preserve the primacy of Western civilization, the only one that matters anyway. And not least, protect that critical bedrock of American greatness, the American family. Such pronouncements reveal an intense, even pathological desire to perpetuate a thoroughly obsolete myth of America, and through this, a repressively orthodox system of sociocultural entitlement. While the ideas of conservative fundamentalist America are hardly new, the typically strident pitch with which such ideas are now being argued betrays how acutely anxious many conservatives have come to feel, due to both real and anticipated loss of privilege and power. What is more, arch-conservative rhetoric, as should be evident to anyone watching our presidential elections for the past quarter century, has found a certain public resonance. Difference, in the traditionalist outlook, has been regressively equated with disunity. And disunity with profound social chaos and collapse. Just as nature abhors a vacuum, so, it seems, do many Americans with regard to the social-political myths by which they organize and make sense of their lives. Even a fundamentally flawed, repressive, inequitable social order seems to many better than none at all. A clear imperative thus confronts American progressives at intricate, and frequently fragile, web of communities comprised of people of color, feminists, gays and lesbians, the poor and working class, as well as ethnic whites who value ethnicity. Indeed, all who have been systematically disenfranchised and dehumanized under the once ascendant traditional values of pre-civil rights America. From it grew up pound community pound PSA building address pound 06, http://community.grewup.net/06/. Even if only held by a few bad apple actors in our society that onto the masses these abuses, if left unearthed, unnoticed, unaddressed, unabsolved, will only goes to the injustices that ultimately all in society will suffer the casualties for not doing the right justice actions now today that is being called upon us and actually have been called upon us for a few generations now. 1. Eulogy of Robert F. Kennedy of June 1968, audio MP3, through, 2. Marlin Riggs Introduction to Standards V5N1, audio point 1 audio point 2 audio conclusive importance, audio accreditation through current iridate by, 3. Pope Francis Address to Congress September 2015, audio MP3, and now, 4. President Barack Obama most recent of Sunday July 10, 2016 to listen to one another and, 5. Hillary Clinton calls for a change in the indifference called upon our communities. You all, are you listening to me? This below has, Howard Newsom, PhD forwarded message from, James Real Up Human Driscoll date, Fry, June 22, 2007 at 2:08 p.m. subject. It is better to be fucked up human than dumbed down ignorant. 2. Rosarcher Nordchak.com domain renewal gift 2007 at realofhuman.net cc, Ross Archer. Howard Newsom, PhD quote me, it is better to be fucked up human than to be dumbed down ignorant in a marvel of molding muck collective informational quarantine. In the mind way. Summer Solstice 2007. I prefer to be real up human, don't you? Please all, grow up. Thank you once again Ross at Massive Amishivus Marvel Off Molding Muck.net January 15, 2007 redirects to http://marvelofmoldingmuck.multiply.com/. Are you unaware that you may be standing in a collective informational quarantine? By standing still and silent in your collective community, whatever community you might be,